This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
As we wrap up harvest and move into cooler weather, the winter so-called meeting season for farmers is right around the corner. Farm bill meetings begin today in Mount Vernon, and the Illinois Pork Producers Association kicks off its fall regional meetings on Wednesday. Director of Communications for the Pork Producers, Morgan Booth, has more.
In November, we are having our annual fall regional meetings, and we've got six of those throughout the state. So it is definitely a jam-packed month that we invite any producer to attend, whether you're a member or not, and come out and get some more information.
So what's going to be discussed at these meetings? I'm sure there's going to be several different things, but conversations about current issues or what could farmers expect to experience?
Yeah, we are going to cover a variety of topics. It's going to be very open dialogue, and we'll cover things from the new VFDs coming January 1st, any various issues facing the industry, the GIPSA rule, TPP for exports and things like that. And also, each session will have a bit of discussion on the 2018 Farm Bill to see if anything has changed on what we want from the last one to the next one.
So really a big range of issues, and I'm assuming this kind of helps you working with and your staff members at Illinois Pork kind of decide, okay, what's important to our members?
Yeah, definitely, and you know, get input from what they are feeling are issues to them and kind of what they want us to work on, and also keeping them updated on what we're doing up here.
Well, that all sounds great. As far as locations for the meetings, I know for our listening area, there were some that were a little bit closer. So if you could maybe list off a few that our listeners might be interested in.
For sure. I know in your area, our first one is coming up November 9th, so next week, and that is from 6 to 8 p.m. in Jacksonville. Another one is November 15th from 6 to 8 in Highland. And then there's also one November 30th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Effingham. Like you said, there's a couple others, but those are the ones that would be closest to your area.
Okay, and any pre-registration required for those?
Yes, if you could give us a call or go to our website, which is ilpork.com, and register at least 5 days before the meeting. It's a little close for the November 9th one, but if you plan to go to Jacksonville, just give us a call. We can get you in. So, yeah, make sure you pre-register because we're having a meal at each meeting, so we want to make sure we have enough food.
Yes, that's always very important. You want to make sure that we don't run out.
No.
Looking forward to all of those meetings throughout this month, and I know this is a little ways out yet, but Pork Expo is also going to be here before we know it.
Yes, it is fast approaching. It's a little bit earlier than it has been. It's January 31st and February 1st right here in Springfield, again, at the Prairie Capital Convention Center. And it'll be the same format as last year with our legislative reception. And we've already started planning some speakers and things, so it's a ways off, but it'll be here before we know it.
Yes, it's amazing how time flies. And I remember from attending last year, there's also a decent size, I guess you'd say, trade show for producers to walk around.
Yes, we're expecting a packed trade show floor. We've already got quite a few booths reserved, and we're getting more in every day, so it will be a very large show yet again this year.
And for the expo, is there a requirement to purchase tickets in advance? Do you sell those at the door, or how does that work?
We haven't opened registrations yet, but you can either pre-register or register online. Hopefully we'll be getting that rolled out here in the next few weeks. And I said you can do that either when you get there, but if you want to make the process a little smoother, go ahead and do that online.
Director of Communications for the Illinois Pork Producers, Morgan Booth. And once again, those meetings start on Wednesday, November 9th from 6 to 8 p.m. in Jacksonville. And then again on November 15th in Highland, also from 6 to 8 p.m. And finally on November 30th in Effingham from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Well, according to Todd Gleason with U of I Extension, this season's crop insurance setting period for corn and soybeans has ended. Todd has more on what farmers across the U.S. might expect from the program.
The 2016 harvest price for corn is $3.49 a bushel. This is 10% lower than the $3.86 projected price set back in February. The soybean harvest price is $9.75 a bushel. That's 10% higher than the $8.85 projected price. For the most part, it means crop insurance payments to farmers will be relatively low, says University of Illinois agricultural economist Gary Schnitke.
If we could look at sort of analogous years, 2016 corn-wise looks a lot like 2014. That year, our loss ratio in this state was 0.44, which means that for every premium that was paid, there was 44 cents of payment. This year, we would expect less than that, so something well below 0.44 because our harvest price did not fall as much this year.
The year most similar to this season for soybeans appears to be last year. The yields were high, and this year the harvest price is above the projected price, so most farmers won't get a soybean payment. Some may.
If we bought an 85% coverage level, we have to have a 15% yield shortfall this year, and it doesn't appear like many people are having that. So, again, soybean payments will be low. Overall, 2016 will be a low insurance payment year.
The exception to this may be found in Indiana and Ohio. Schnitke thinks the loss ratios in those two states could exceed one. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
Taking a look at some news from the USDA, the Department of Ag on Friday announced an expansion under the Conservation Reserve Program. Under the program, USDA will now offer a new grasslands practice specifically tailored for small-scale livestock grazing operations. Small livestock operations with 100 or fewer head of grazing dairy cows, or the equivalent, can submit applications to enroll up to 200 acres of grasslands per farm. USDA's goal is to enroll up to 200,000 acres. The Farm and Foreign Ag Services Deputy Undersecretary Alexis Taylor made the announcement. Taylor says the expansion will ensure livestock operations of varying sizes have an opportunity to achieve environmental and economic benefits. Farmers must apply by December 16th. Offers selected this fiscal year will be enrolled into CRP grasslands beginning in October of 2017. USDA says qualifying producers interested in participating in CRP should contact their local FSA office. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.